Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Ebebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us in the usual spots all across the platforms, 24/7 on the BetMGM Network. We're free on the Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus. You can listen to us on Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, hit me up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Ebebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi_Ebebefe. Also, we got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Monday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addie Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on another Kansas City Chiefs loss. And we feel like a broken record talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. They lose again, this time at the hands of my Houston Texans, as the Texans keep going streaking last night on Sunday Night Football. Can the Chiefs still get to the postseason? They're below 500. Can they make it? We'll talk about that all throughout this show. Me in this segment, Nick, to begin the 4 o'clock hour coming up in 60 minutes. But we also want to hear from you guys as well on social media, the real ones. What's your favorite bet for tonight's Monday Night Football game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers? Massive game in both conferences when you look at the playoff picture. Chargers for the AFC wildcard, Eagles for the NFC East. What's your best bet? Side, total, prop. Let us know the why by dropping it into the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat, and we will give you a tip of the cap, you a real one out there later on in the program. But let's talk about Sunday Night Football last night. We have a lot to get to. What a football weekend it was. College football playoff bracket. We'll get into that in the bottom of the hour. A lot of football collegiately and professionally, but we must begin with Sunday Night Football. The Houston Texans beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-10. As Kansas City, by the way, from a betting standpoint, I don't know what the hell was going on about 90 minutes before kickoff there. They were getting steamed, bad boy. Like, woo, buddy. This thing ended up closing like 5, 5.5 in some places. I was like, what's happening here? Is CJ Stroud out? What's going on? No, all that steam was just nonsense because the Texans beat them by 10. As to me, last night's game and watching it, just like sitting at home in the living room, just taking it in, obviously rooting for the Houston Texans as someone who's very invested in Houston. Kansas City self-destructed last night. That did not look like the dynastic Kansas City Chiefs. That looked like a team that was just dying to lose and didn't know how to win. And it honestly was very jarring watching Kansas City. Like, this is a team that is a three-time defending AFC champion. They make it to the AFC title game every year with Patrick Mahomes. They're in the Super Bowl damn near every year with Patrick Mahomes. And they didn't look like they had any of that pedigree, any of that experience, any of that championship medal that Rudy Tomjanovich talked about back in the day as a head coach of the Houston Rockets. Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion. Didn't see it last night from the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, on the sidelines, we'll get to the players here in a little bit. On the sidelines, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid looking like Philadelphia Eagles head coach Andy Reid. For you young ones out there, Andy Reid, game management, that was not his major when he was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what he looked like last night, because this game completely turned when it was tied at 10 early in the fourth quarter. I don't know what game Andy Reid was watching that led him to go for fourth and one on their own 31-yard line. Like, your defense had completely shut down the Houston Texans offense. Shut them down. I mean, like I said, I'm rooting for Houston. I'm watching that game, wanting the Texans to win. You know what the Texans did in the third quarter? Three and out. They couldn't get a first down to save their lives. And Andy Reid, on his own 31, fourth and one, against the best defense in the NFL, says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go for it. Bro, what the hell are you thinking? Like, honestly, that was the dumbest decision of the weekend. And there were a lot of dumb decisions in the NFL and college football, but the dumbest decision of the weekend was Andy Reid going for fourth and one on his own 31 in a game where his defense was absolutely putting the clamps on the opposing team's offense. They couldn't move the ball at all. And of course, because the Texans have a kick-ass defense, the Texans get the stop, and here are Houston, with the ball right in field goal range. We're just going to help you, escort you down the field, give you the football right here in scoring position. And credit the Houston Texans. They went out there, they turned that into a touchdown to take a 17-10 lead. And at that point, you just knew, well, this Texans defense is going to close this game out, because Kansas City on offense couldn't do anything either. Patrick Mahomes, I know what the stats say when you look at the box score. And boy, it's an ugly one for Mahomes. 14 of 33. For 160 yards, 3 interceptions. Mahomes had a QBR of 19.7. It is an absolute, like, honestly, one of the worst statistical games of Patrick Mahomes' decorated career. But we also must be honest. He got zero help in the game. And I'm not saying this to excuse Mahomes, because Mahomes, obviously, he's part of this. He's part of the reason why Kansas City's 6-7. Like, he's not getting off like Teflon Don. He wears some of the blame. But like, I don't know how you watch last night's game and be like, oh, this is all on Patrick Mahomes. Dude, I don't know who the hell he's throwing to. Rashee Rice, the guy that everyone's been saying all offseason, oh, if they get Rashee Rice back from suspension, the offense is going to take off. I even said some of these silly things. Rashee Rice is a Jag. Let's be for real. Just a guy. He ain't that guy, man. Like, he's not. He's not a one. I don't even know if he's a two. Like Rashee Rice is a Jag. And he's throwing the ball in high leverage spots to Rashee Rice. Oh, nope, drop the football. Sorry. Turnover on downs. Like, those are the guys that Mahomes has to rely on. And luckily, they get the ball back, only for that to be derailed, because the guy that he's been able to count on his entire career, his go-to guy, the guy that he opened up a steakhouse with in Kansas City, number 87, Travis Kelce. High leverage spot, down 7. We need it on this drive. Kelce drops the ball into the arms of Azeez Al-Shaair. Ball game. Texans tack on a field goal. See you later. You're now 6-7. That's what Mahomes had to work with last night. It's Rashee Rice dropping balls. It's Travis Kelce dropping balls. I haven't even got to the offensive line that clearly was banged up. And honestly, like, they did a much better job than I thought they would. The fact that, like, Mahomes wasn't getting sacked on, like, every passing play. Like, I thought the O-line held up pretty well for playing guys who were making their NFL debuts and all these guys who were injured. Like, I can't give the O-line that much flack. You know, they were going up against one of the best defensive lines in the league, and they held up how you thought they would hold up, and then some. Like, they actually played pretty well given the circumstances. But clearly this was a bad spot for the Chiefs, and Mahomes had no help, and he didn't get help with his teammates, nor his head coach on the sidelines, who was completely brain dead with his decision-making, especially in the second half. And I know after the game, and even during the game, the broadcast did a tremendous job about this. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, those guys are awesome, as per usual. The conversation of, are the Chiefs dead? Are the Kansas City Chiefs done in 2025? That's the conversation everyone's having today. And it's a conversation we should be having today, because it's what's the most interesting thing coming out of this NFL weekend. I'll tell you what, the reign over the AFC West, that's dead. They're mathematically eliminated from winning the division. So we can at least cross that off. For the first time, 2015 was the last time someone other than Kansas City won the AFC West. And that was when Denver won it with Peyton Manning's surgically repaired neck. And they had that awesome defense with Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, at the no-fly zone. They went on to win the Super Bowl, if you had remember that game. But that was the last time, 2015 was the last time someone other than Kansas City won the division. Well, Denver's in line to win it once again here this year in 2025. But KC, done. They will not be hosting a home playoff game. But when you look at the standings, and I know this is supposed to be the time for the Chiefs eulogy, everyone wants to bury them because everyone's sick of them, to be frank. They're not done, man. They're not. We can't deny facts. Kansas City is not done. In fact, you don't really have to squint too hard to see a playoff path for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, let's just break it down. Let's count the teams in the playoffs. Like, it's really simple. Let's just break this thing down, because, like, right now everyone wants to bury them, but, like, no. Let's actually talk it out. So, of course, you get your seven playoff teams in both conferences. So, in the AFC, AFC East is going to give us two. Like, I don't know what the order is going to be. We'll find out starting this week, actually, with the massive game between Buffalo and New England. But both Buffalo and New England will be in the playoffs. So, that's two of the seven spots right there. It looks like the AFC South is also going to give us two. This division usually only gives us one, but this year, it looks like we're going to get two. Jacksonville, Houston, don't know what the order is, but I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs. The AFC North, which we'll talk about in the next segment, they're probably going to just give us one. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, maybe Cincinnati, probably not, but I'm holding out hope. But, like, we're going to get one from the AFC North. The Broncos, of course, are likely going to be your AFC West winner. So that leaves one spot between the following teams. You have the Chargers, who play tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, by the way, they're a two-point underdog, but the Chargers play tonight. You have the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get into their weekend in the next segment. You have the Miami Dolphins, which I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. And then you have the Kansas City Chiefs. So when you take a look at those four teams vying for that last spot, well, and I know people might be like, well, Femi, what if one of the North teams? No, the North is getting one. Sorry, let's not even have that conversation. So Chargers, Colts, Dolphins, Chiefs. The Chargers schedule. Once again, they play tonight, two-point dogs at home, Monday Night Football against the Eagles. After that, they're on the road at Kansas City on Sunday, where they're currently, they're a four-point underdog. So this is what we're talking about. We're just playing the probabilities. Don't have to squint too hard to see Kansas City winning that football game. Then the Chargers are at the Cowboys, which, I mean, if the Chargers win tonight, which would be
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm back now. The haters are trying to get me down right now as I'm breaking down this AFC playoff race. But as I was saying about the Los Angeles Chargers, +2 at home against the Eagles, then they're +4 on the road this Sunday against the Chiefs. But at the Cowboys, home Texans, at the Denver Broncos. That's a very difficult schedule for the Los Angeles Chargers. Like, you could see them catching some L's along the way there. Indianapolis Colts. Well, I mean, they just lost their quarterback, Daniel Jones, to a torn Achilles. So how do you think that schedule is going to play out? At Seattle, where apparently Riley Leonard's also dealing with a knee injury. Like, come on. Then they're hosting the Niners, hosting the Jags, at the Texans. I don't think the Colts are going to win another game, so you can just cross them off. Miami Dolphins at the Steelers next Monday night. Tough game, but maybe winnable. Home against the Bengals, home against the Buccaneers, at the New England Patriots. And then you have the Chiefs schedule. Home Chargers, which will be a tough game, but they're a 4-point favorite this Sunday. At the Titans, I mean, I know they won on Sunday, but that's barely an NFL team. Home against the Broncos, difficult game, although are we sure Denver hasn't clinched the one seed by then? So, like, it's very winnable, and then they finish at the Raiders. You do not have to squint too hard to see the Kansas City Chiefs make the AFC playoffs. And looking at it right now, teams to make the playoffs, I'm looking at one prominent domestic sports book. Kansas City's +360. Sounds crazy after what we saw yesterday, but I'll tell you what, man, I'm betting that +360 before I'm jamming all that money in for Kansas City to miss. I'll tell you that right now. Like, I think Kansas City is very much alive thanks to Daniel Jones's injury. Now, like, obviously that sucks for Indianapolis, but like, that opened things up because the Colts were going to be the team that could potentially block Kansas City. But now I don't see them winning another game. So if you remove the Colts from the equation, oh, by the way, the Chiefs have the tiebreaker over the Colts. You remove them from the equation. Like, now we're talking about this being Chiefs versus Chargers, and the Chiefs are favored against the Chargers this Sunday, and the Chargers' schedule is much more difficult. So everyone wants to bury Mahomes. Everyone wants to bury Kansas City and Andy Reid and say the dynasty is dead. I'm here to tell you, even after last night's pathetic performance, the dynasty is very much alive at Arrowhead Stadium. And luckily for Kansas City, they don't have to face the Houston Texans anymore. Because Houston, I mean, you guys know how I feel about this team. Been saying it since prior to their Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills. This is the scariest team in the AFC. Because their defense is the best unit in the AFC. The Texans are absolutely dangerous. And I think they're going to run the table the rest of the way. I really do. And when they run the table, they're going to be your AFC South champion, Houston Texans. And that's its place. You have to go there in the playoffs against that pass rush. Good luck. And guess what? As we saw last night, that pass rush, that defense, they travel. D'Amico Ryans, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Azeez Alshire, they have something cooking down there in Houston. On the other side, we'll get to some of the other big results from the weekend that was in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.